Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Welcome back to the house, to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and to the persecuted church. My name is Bob, serving the Lord here in Northern Illinois. This is podcast number 29. It's January 8, 2015. Today, you'll be hearing from Open Doors. That's an organization that was started by Brother Andrew many years ago. Brother Andrew, the one who smuggled Bibles into different parts of Europe and other parts of the world, also many years ago. But today they minister to the persecuted church all over the world, as does Voice of the Martyrs and International Christian Concern. There are several very good organizations doing this kind of work. I just happen to be in touch with Open Doors these days. They publish every year a list of the most difficult places for Christians to be. I want to go over that list with you. I want to compare it to last year's list and tell you some of the rankings. As time allows, I want to share in more detail also about the top three countries this year, a little bit different than last year. We'll also talk, if we have time, about some other stories that have come out about the persecuted church. Let's find that list. All right, the list is right here. It's the 2015 list. It just came out yesterday. It's called the World Watch List, WWL, ranking of 50 countries. A ranking of 50 countries where persecution of Christians for religious reasons is most severe. Now, Open Doors works in the world's most oppressive countries and strengthens Christians to stand strong in the face of persecution and equipping them to shine Christ's light in these places. Now, I want to make a point that I do not work for Open Doors, but I have asked them for permission to use things on this podcast from them. They have no problem with that. They want this word out. Well, things have changed a little bit from last year. In fact, there's a couple countries that are on the list that were not on the list at all. The 50, that is, the top 50. They believe there are about 65 countries that are persecuting countries in the world. They're only looking here at the top 50. But new to the list this year is Mexico. Now, that's always been on VOM's radar, and most of the world knows that down in southern Mexico, in Chiapas and other areas down there, the Roman Catholic Church, mixed with the traditional religion of that region, is still into persecution. Would you believe it? In our 21st century, the Roman Catholic Church is still getting away with persecuting believers. And they do that in Mexico. So they've added Mexico to the list. It's number 38 on the list this year. Another new one is Turkey, and another new one, Azerbaijan. So some of the others had to be kicked off for that. Let's see. I suppose you really want to know who that first one is. Do I have to tell you? I think you do know. For the 13th year straight, North Korea is number one on the list. Number one, the worst place in the world to be if you're a Christian, if you're most anything, is in North Korea. Let me read you a little bit about North Korea for those who might not know enough. You know the leader now is Kim Jong-un. About 25 million people there. Estimated 300,000 Christians. What's their religion? Well, they really do have a religion. If you look at Juche, their philosophy of government, it is an incredibly religious thing. It's officially atheism and traditional beliefs mixed in, by the way. It's a communist dictatorship, and the source of the persecution, of course, is the communist oppression. North Korea ranks first on the world list for the 13th consecutive year. Yet again, nothing has improved for Christians since Kim Jong-un took over power. Pressure remains extremely high. There's virtually no way to escape for those who don't live near the Chinese border. In most countries, there's a mixture of different persecution engines, though regularly one can be identified as the main reason. But in North Korea, there's one all-encompassing persecution engine, excluding all other possible engines, and that's communist oppression. The godlike worship of the rulers leaves no room for any other religion. Any reverence not concentrated on the Kim dynasty will be seen as dangerous and state-threatening. Not only will the believers themselves be punished if they're discovered, but likely also their families. Immediate family members, even if they aren't Christians themselves, will serve a sentence in a re-education camp. Christians are sent to political labor camps from which there is no release possible. According to recent reports about the labor camp systems, it's estimated that political prison camps house approximately 150 to 200,000 inmates, not including all those in the other types of prisons in the country. One report suggests that the number of political prisoners dropped to between 80 and 120,000 due to the high death rate. An estimated 50 to 70,000 Christians suffer daily in North Korea's prison camps. Oh, you have something to pray about there. I hope that you will. Let me give you some significant trends to note while reading this 2015 World Watch List. By the way, you can go to opendoorsusa.org yourself and grab a list and post it and pray over it every day. opendoorsusa.org. But the most rapidly growing area of persecution on the list is in the countries of Africa this year, especially sub-Saharan Africa. Now, the north of the Sahara, or at the Sahara, we know has been dominated by Islam and therefore very, very difficult for Christians. But now, even below the Sahara, down in the black nations of Africa, persecution is starting to rise. In Nigeria, the Central African Republic, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, Mauritania, Mali. There are just all kinds of things developing in sub-Saharan Africa. Another trend, worldwide levels of persecution have risen. But this has not been primarily due to increased violence, but increased cultural marginalization. A third trend, Asia is facing more persecution again. Several Asian countries have seen rising levels of persecution. Latin America is back on the radar. Mexico, I already shared with you, along with Colombia. You know about Colombia. Venezuela, I'm told, also is a place to be watching for persecution these days. Another trend, Islamic extremism is by far the most significant persecution engine. 40 of the 50 countries on the World Watch List are affected by Islamic extremism. Then, finally, under the influence of ISIS, radical sentiments have increased in the Middle East. Many historically Christian communities have been forced to flee. That's what's been going on over this last year, and that's why the 2015 list looks like it does. Let me just give you the top 10. Got North Korea, second is Somalia. Third is Iraq, which was fourth last year. Fourth this year is Syria. It was third last year, so Iraq has moved up. Afghanistan stays at 5. Sudan is at 6, whereas it was 11th last year, Sudan. Iran is 7, though it was 9 last year. Pakistan remains at 8. Eritrea has gotten into the top 10. It is number 9, whereas it was 12 last year, and Nigeria comes in at 10, where it was 14 last year. There have been some shiftings, and I cannot go into all the details as to how they come up with this list, but it is explained in more detail on their website, and I refer you to that right now. Let me do Somalia, which is number 2 on the list, to give you a little insight about that nation. The leader there, President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, population 10 million with a few hundred Christians. Main religion is Islam, of course. The government is a federal republic, and the source of the persecution, of course, is Islamic extremism. Somalia ranks as the second most difficult place to be a Christian in the world. The main types of Christians in Somalia are Christian converts from a Muslim background. We call them Muslim background believers, or MBBs. You'll hear that term. There's a tiny population of expatriate aid workers. The majority of people within Somalia are Muslim, and no one is expected to be a Christian. Moreover, Islamic religious leaders publicly maintain that there's no room for Christianity, Christians, and churches in Somalia. This view is upheld and reinforced on different levels by government officials of the various administrations, including the Somalia federal government, located in Mogadishu. Political parties... it's a long sentence. This view is upheld by also political parties and ordinary people. Additionally, the violent, militant Islamist terrorist group Al-Shabaab subscribe to the Wahhabist doctrine and advocates for Sharia law as a basis to regulate all aspects of life in Somalia, that is, legal, political, social, economic. Al-Shabaab's implementation of its Wahhabist worldview is so extreme that, according to an Open Doors field researcher, even Sufi Muslims move underground to avoid persecution by Al-Shabaab Muslims. The social structure underpinning the way in which Somalia is governed is tribal. Clans within this tribal system maintain their own militias. This tribal system allows Islamic extremism via groups like Al-Shabaab to flourish in Somalia. In the country's very recent history, MBBs, or those accused of being MBBs, have often been killed on the spot when discovered. An Open Doors field researcher indicated that ordinary citizens, in collaboration with Al-Shabaab, have been involved in the killing of Christians. The researcher stated that believers have been betrayed into the hands of Al-Shabaab by their neighbors. Open Doors field reports indicate that Somali Christians have to hide their faith to get access to basic necessities, such as basic social services, education, or justice. Church life is constrained and has to remain underground. Believers are organized in small community groups, and they meet in secret across the country. In Somalia, Christian lives are targeted by Islamic terrorist groups, clan authorities, and by some governing officials. Pray for Somalia. I've met Somalian believers here, and the stories are confirmed. It is not a good place for a believer. Well, our time is probably enough up for today. We'll talk about this another time, some of these other things and other stories that we still have on the back burner that I want to get to you. Pray for the persecuted church today. My sermon audio topics cover a wide range of Christian issues, and there is a long series right here on Sermon Audio about North Korea. There's also a course on the Quran and a study of Jesus versus Muhammad. If you want to really get deeper into these things, you don't have to go any farther than sermonaudio.com/aservant70. And I take it that you're there right now listening to this. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow we're going to take another look at women in leadership of God's church. I did not say women in ministry. That is not the issue. But women in leadership of God's church. Is it a good idea? Is it God's idea? We're going to talk about it. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to talk with you again very soon. And bye-bye. Oh, wait. You don't want to leave yet? Well, come back here just a minute. Matthew 24:9. We always want to end with the scripture we began with so that the last thing you hear from me is God's word. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. That's what Jesus said.